Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2015. Mr. Julian Schütz, Sales Manager, Fibers Division of Nilit Fibers presents Opposites Attract, from the gym to cocktails.
In the third step, bring all together, make a small connection between the athleisure trend, athleisure requirements, and also what benefit and opportunities could be generated by using nylon 6X fibers, polyamide fibers. And then I will have one example where we will show how it just can be a handling of the transition, where you also could have by using a special modified fiber in athleisure wear and generate new benefits, especially for your health. So let's take a look on the whole athleisure trend. I expect most of you already saw these pictures. Athleisure came up really in the last year, and I think this year already we reached one of the peaks. If you see that companies like Prada or like Chanel send their actors and the models down the catwalk in athleisure trend, always a good advice that we already are nearly to the peak, and it's a really trend which came up. For sure, it's not just the trend to downsize your fashion. Also, all the big sports brands got more and more sophisticated in their products and make also collections. Examples are this clubbing clothes at H&M, but also another way around, Puma did development in this direction and so on. And this trend really became. All this trend came on the market, so it started with the yoga wear. The yoga wear came to the catwalk, go back to the sidewalk, so everywhere you go, you see this kind of stuff. And for sure, all the celebrities are celebrating it at the moment very much. And then my hanger, so products which were used for the gym, now also used for the streetwear, everyday life, up to cocktail and clubbing. So what are the major trends? So this is what we wrote down as major phrases and words. So it's all about a versatile look. It's combining performance and style, bringing a sophisticated approach in your sports clothes. Words like prêt-à-porter, net-à-porter, got very famous. Yeah, so using your workout look for every occasion in your life, in your daily life. Very big demands we see at the moment, really, to mix stylish things with very, very technical items. But in the end, also easy to wear, combining performance styles and supporting your full lifestyle with intelligent products. And for sure, it's this kind of the to and from gym trend and to and from gym look. So I'm also not a trend scout, I'm more from the textile development. What requirements are causing by this trend also for us fiber producers? So for sure, it's a lot of, due to the fact that you use your clothes not just as a gym, you use it in your daily life, it's a lot of comfort, which means elasticity, softness, resistance, because you wear the clothes nearly at every occasion. It's a lot of to do with moisture management, anti-odor properties, but in the end, combining all this with a very fashionable, sophisticated, special look, but have it as well easy in use, wash, handling, and in the end, everybody is searching for some smart added volumes generated by fibers, generated by finishings, generated by whatever. Okay, so this was just a short introduction about the trend from our side. Second step is really to take a look, okay, on the polyamide business a little bit, show you a really shortcut about nylon polyamide 6X fibers. So when I'm talking about polyamide, nylon 6X, and just have it to very technical, we're speaking about a chemical fiber processed on a synthetic way based on an organic background. Is this type, it's crude oil. Let's have it simple. And speaking about nylon, it's nothing else than a combination of HMD, adipocyte acid, which creates a nylon salt, and in the end, you make a polymerization to have the nylon polymer. This nylon polymer can be spun out, texturized, draw twisted, whatever, in several types of yarns and fabrics. Short about the history, so if you see the date now, it was invented, the nylon PS66 was invented in 1935, which means this year is the 80th anniversary, so I'm getting old, but never getting out of the trend. Yeah? So that'd be the first presentation and so on. In the end, nylon was a success from the beginning. After the first presentation, I saw they wanted to sell the first 400 pieces of hosiery in the US, United States. They sold it in the end for a price of €120, which means that if you would translate it into the current time, you would buy this per around €1,800. Okay, then in the early 40s, the start of the commercialization. For sure, why nylon got so successful was also for sure the developments in the machinery industry, which started in the 60s and continue on today. Today, nylon fibers are part of our everyday life, not just with regard on apparel. It's the same. Every airbag, most of the airbags in the cars, made from nylon. No car would drive without nylon because there are reinforcements in the tires, the hoses. You won't get any food because a lot of belts transporting food made from nylon because of the good properties. I do not think this carpet, but a lot of carpets in the world produces from nylon fibers. And in the end, your tools won't be clean without nylon because most of the nylon brushes are made from nylon polymers. And totally speaking about textile nylon fibers, we're speaking about around 1,000 kilotons global production worldwide. So what are basic nylon characteristics? One of the other things why it was invented is to invent a really strong yarn at low weight. You have a very bright variety, starting at 5 denier for sheer hosiery, ending at, now really on a apparel application, ending at 11,000 denier, but you can go up to much more for sure for technical application. It's a very elastic product, or you can create very elastic yarns out of it. You have a good abrasion resistance. You have a wrinkle and crease resistance. You have a lot of lustrous possibilities. Easy to wash, easy to handle. Nylon fibers by its own are resistant to damage, oil, and other chemical things. And then talking about fashion, for sure, it can be pre-colored, can be quite easy dyed in a wide range of colors and styles, is resilient, and for sure, especially with filament yarns, you can create really smooth, soft, and long-lasting fabrics. So let's have a look on classic end uses of nylon fibers. For sure, starting with hosiery, which is still one of the biggest markets, talking about apparel. It's shapewear, it's sport bras, leggings, sportwear, intimate apparel, a lot of socks worldwide, extreme wear, and also up to gloves. Why I'm showing you this picture is now the term of bringing both together. Going back, so thinking about classical nylon application and thinking about it later. And if you now want to delete something what is not part, especially in the basics of at leisure, intimate apparel, maybe, but also belongs to this trend, and gloves. So all the other standard or very classical nylon end uses are parts of the athleisure trend. So talking about sports bra, which is a mega trend at the moment, you can play a lot with nylon. For sure, leggings, hosiery is a big nylon issue and shapewear using. But also a lot of extreme wear is getting now to fashion back to use like Cordura, high resistant fabrics also for everyday life. And functional socks is also what we see at the moment from the fiber view. It's a really big issue. Okay, now bring your both together. This is now the mixture of both slides ahead. So checking the requirements for athleisure clothing. What I told before, it's comfort, elasticity, softness. Checking nylon characteristics. They are elastic and provide smooth, soft, and long-term things. So that's one. The other thing is the resistance, long-lasting, also managed very good by nylon. due to the fact that the guy is very lustrous, you can pre-color it, you can also work with a lot of different yarn counts, also to create 3D structures, create different weaving and knitting structures. You can play a lot with nylon yarns. And in the end, for sure, especially the leisure clothes, has to be easy to wash, has to be easy to tumble, which might be a problem, but and easy to handle. You do not want to have much creases, you do not want to iron it a lot. It should be simple, but very sophisticated looking. One thing what standard nylon cannot afford are some really, let's call it, smart added values. But we're talking about a chemical fiber, which means we can play a little bit also with the DNA of the fiber. So integrate added volumes by changing the fiber. So taking a look on smart added volumes, which I call now, okay, it's warming, it's a mega trend. We have the cooling, cool touch yarns, moisture management got more and more, and together with the moisture management, for sure, it's under anti-odor solutions. One solution could be really to say, okay, speaking about modified polymers and yarns, so integrate special functions in the yarns, especially in the polymer, which means they cannot be washed out. The function will stay as long in the garment as the garment exists. And also think about intelligent mixes of material. For sure, it would be nice if the whole world, for me, would just exist of nylon fabrics, but for sure, especially mixing nylon fabrics with cotton, with cellulosic fibers, you can generate really, really new and intelligent materials. Why I'm talking so much about modified polymers? Okay, this is for sure. So you can put already some intelligent additives in the polymer. Why I'm talking so much about it, just have a small overview about Nilit. So Nilit Fibers is a global acting nylon producer. We are fully integrated, which means we have our own chemical plant where we start already with the nylon salt, but we also do the polymerization, we do the spinning, we do the twisting, which really gives us the possibilities to go into the DNA of a yarn, start with special polymers and generate really additional functions by adding the polymer. Again, big advantage is that you do not need any finish anymore. All functions are everlasting, they're permanent, and the fabric cannot be washed out, will exist, or will have the function as long as the garment will exist. And all the other performance and so on in in textile processes are the same like compared to normal yarns. We have plants all over the world. We have a range from 5 to 1,200 deniers, so in the standard textile counts. What we really specialize is on creating innovative modified polymers. One of the yarns is a Nilit Breeze, which is a special cooling yarn. We have a Nilit Heat, which is a gentle warming yarn. One of our most sophisticated yarns is a Nilit Energy, FER reflecting yarn, and Nilit Aquarius, which is made for very good moisture management. Now I want to take you on a small tour on our Nilit Energy. It should be just one example. Cannot just react on the trend of athleisure, that we have to handle now all requirements like moisture management, like anti-odor, like the high abrasion resistance and so on, that we really can generate together with the trend also benefits for you and especially for your body. Nilit Energy is a far infrared reflecting yarn, and I will send you go on a little later. Just starting with a small video now. So why I'm showing you this yarn? So this is my personal opinion, really. This is one of the examples how really that leisure trend, innovative yarns. And additional to this, to take this sports approach and a little bit this gym approach in your everyday life, you can generate benefits. You do not have to change anything in your life. Wear the same clothes, a little bit modified, but you can do without major changes in your life a lot for your health and your energy. Short explanation about the Nilit Energy. We integrated some special additives in the polymer, which converts the natural occurring thermic energy of the body into fine infrared rays, reflect them, and send them back to your body. So it means these waves go back very deep in your tissue, in your skin, and starting to invigorate your body, starting to increase your body, blood flow, which means creating gentle energy. Now, going back to the athleisure trend, why I'm telling you this? So, for sure, talking about special yarns with special properties and also with special results, like here, it could help to reduce appearance of cellulite. That was the first approach because of the massive increase of your blood pressure and that your blood really starts working. But for sure, you have to wear it a long time. So we make a big study. I will show you some results or the main results later on. We made the study, and for sure, how longer you wear clothes with these special fibers, the effect will be better. But now we're really thinking about products from the athleisure trend. So you go in the morning to the yoga, wear a yoga pant, where you could have easily nylon 6/6 fiber in your pant. You go out with the same pant for shopping, to the grocery store, or even to work. You can take again the same pant or another pant, also made from this kind of fiber, to the gym. And in the end, you go out for a cocktail, and you could also wear, even if it's a jeans, a denim, including such a special fiber, you can use it. And you could even have your homeware with it. So it means you could be not just relating to this trend, but for sure this gives you much more possibilities to have nice stuff with it. You could live 24 hours a day with a special fibers connected to your body. What would the results be? Now speaking for women. We made a big evaluation of the cosmetic effect of the Nilit Energy. We made another big evaluation about sportive things, but it's another story. So really taking a look on cosmetic effects just by wearing a pantyhose, including Nilit Energy, 8 hours a day. Thinking about product base layers from the athleisure trends, 8 hours would be nothing. You could even wear it 60 hours or something like this. So what are the results? Just about some clinical text facts. So we tested it with a group of volunteers in a period of 56 days, so approximately 2 months. The ladies, 40 female ladies, had to wear it minimum 8 hours a day. They had been in the age between 80 and 60 years old and already had some local adiposities or cellulite appearance. Okay, then that's a major thing, but so most determining thing was also they were not allowed to change anything in their daily life. We made a really normal construction, so it was a heavy tight, a little bit like a leggings, but not a leggings. And we made the same test for sure with a placebo double-blind procedure group. Let's have a small look on the results we had. In total, we didn't make it like a textile test. It was really more like a cosmetic test. So all instruments retried are instruments which they also use for creams, anti-cellulite creams, and so on. So it's not just the technicals, the textile things. What we checked are things like skin elasticity, fat mass, extracellular water. Then we checked by a doctor following this study the buttocks circumflex, the tights circumference, and also some clinical parameters like skin compactness and so on. And in the end, we also made an evaluation with both groups. What are the results for skin elasticity? So this was really measured with instruments you're normally using for creams. And the results had been massive. So in the group using our Nilit Energy pant, the skin elasticity went up by 12.4%. If it's checked with the placebo group, that'd be nothing. So in the end, in 56 days, you could increase your skin elasticity by 12.4% just by wearing a simple legging tight. Fat mass. This was awesome. I didn't realize in the moment, but In the average, everybody lost around 1.15 kilogram of fat mass just by wearing a tight. They didn't change their life anything. They eat the same, they went the same to the gym or not to the gym, just by wearing a textile, they reduced their weight. And you also see a placebo group was, again, near to nothing. These are the first 1 kilogram you could lose just by wearing intelligent textile. The next was extracellular water. So a lot of this is also water. So they lost up to 1 liter extracellular water just by wearing this tight. And here we're speaking just about 56 days, because then we stopped the group. In the end, it could be much more. And again, just by wearing just a tight, do not change anything else. But in circumference, in the average, the group lost around 1 centimeter, which is huge. Same with the tight, nearly 1 centimeter at the tight. Okay, now we go to clinical parameters. So the first three had been really measured by instruments. This was now measured by the doctor. So the skin compactness went up by 54%, skin smoothness 56%. There had been participants in the group, they really asked, okay, if there is any cream or something like this in the fabric, because you even have a very smooth skin just by the effect this yarn creates in your body. Okay, there's now the visibility of orange peel, which is, again, also a result of the cellulite. Okay, now some pictures. And at the end, we ended with a self-evaluation of the whole group and asked them some specific questions. You can see in the end, everybody was very satisfied with the product. If you see, after the first month, 20% has been feel better, feel more comfortable, like in the placebo, and in the end, it's even got much more. What was interesting for sure for us, would you buy this product? Most of them said yes. So in the end, also everybody had a subjective feeling to feel better just by wearing a tight. Okay, that's it for my side. I hope to give you a small overview, but in the end, my main approach is really, okay, you can really generate by using specialized modified fibers, you can create very nice effects, not just for your performance, also for your health, without changing your life, but for sure would be good to do. Make some gym and so on. But in the end, for sure, textile can support a lot to improve your everyday life. That's it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.